I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's a little early to start thinking about it, but the new fishing regulations for West Virginia have been published, and they are out there. When we return, we'll spotlight some of the changes for 2006.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
Brett Preston is the chief of warm water fisheries for the West Virginia DNR. He tells us there are three changes for fishing regulations in West Virginia this year. The first, dealing with the Ohio River catfish.
We have instituted a 24-inch minimum size limit and two-fish daily krill limit for blue catfish taken from the Ohio River. And that's a result of a restoration project for blue catfish in the Ohio River. Give that population a chance to get going there and hopefully establish a real good fishery for those for blue catfish.
Also on the Ohio River, a change for the walleye regulations.
On the Ohio River, we've got an 18-inch minimum size limit and a two-fish daily krill limit for walleye from the Ohio River. And again, that's also part of a native walleye restoration project that we've got going on the Ohio River.
The third change looks to clear up some confusion about trout fishing in the state.
We've gone to a statewide daily krill limit of six trout on all waters, except those areas that are designated special regulations. So, folks, now there won't be any confusion about the daily krill limit for trout across the state. It'll be the same whether it's an impoundment stocked with trout or a stream stocked with trout. And the only difference that anglers need to be aware of, again, are those special regulation areas that are catch and release or a delayed harvest.
Well, the other key change is the cost of a license. An act of the legislature increased the basic fishing license for 2006 to $18, and if you buy the Class X sportsman's license, it's now $33. One place where there will be vast changes for fishing itself this year is at the drained Woodrum Lake Impoundment in Jackson County.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service is in the process of conducting repairs for the water control structure at Woodrum Lake. So it's likely to be sometime later in the winter or early in the spring before those repairs are completed and before the lake begins to fill up.
And certainly it's going to be several years before fishing in Woodrum Lake is going to be back to normal prior to what it was in the disastrous drain that occurred last summer. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.